Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have a member of the Young Professionals of Jamestown. We have Lindsay Vogel joining us, and Lindsay, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Warren.
Yes, thank you for taking some time. Excited to talk some YPJ happenings, of course. Young Professionals of Jamestown, a branch of the Jamestown Chamber of Commerce, but has really made a name for themselves. They've grown to pass like 50 members, and they've been holding this March Meltdown Volleyball Tournament, which has also grown like majorly. And Lindsay, we're going to talk more about that. But first, for those who have not heard of the Young Professionals, would you mind kind of explaining what you guys do?
Yes, like you said, we're a subdivision of the chamber. We don't have an age limited anymore. It used to be for those under 40, but we welcome any age because really at any age you could be considering yourself a young professional. You change jobs when you're 50, now you're a young professional in that profession. So it's really open to anybody. But I mean, I would say a majority of our people are still under 40. But it's open to anyone. We usually meet the second Wednesday of the month at noon in the lower level of the chamber.
Right.
You can always like our page on Facebook. That's where you'll find the most up-to-date information, reminders of meetings and, you know, things like that. So that's definitely the place to check us out at, or you can go to the chamber site too. And it's free to join. So why not participate?
Exactly.
We have a good time when we get together. Great for socializing and networking, all that good stuff.
The business of the month, they do socials. It's a good way to network and learn more about the other young professionals in the community and make those connections that way. And Lindsay, we've talked about this before in the past, but the volleyball tournament that YPJ has put on has really just grown so much that it's had to like encompass different locations. And now I think it's finally found a home at Newman Arena, right?
Yes. So I think this is the fourth or fifth year. I should know this for sure. The first year or two, I think it was just held in the middle school gym and we had 8 teams. Then 3 years ago, we moved to the Newman Arena, and that would have been probably the spring after it opened.
Yeah.
We moved over there and we had 30 teams that year. Last year, we ended up with 24. We had a few more registered, but because we had a lovely snowstorm that weekend, we had a few teams that had to unfortunately cancel, so they couldn't make it. And this year, I think we have 20 teams already and we still have another week to go on registration. And I know I was looking through my email this morning and last year, this time, I think we had 7 teams registered and got 17 more in the last week. So I'm hoping that is good things, that we're going to grow even more and be close to 40 teams this year because that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And the more teams we have, that just means the more divisions we can have, which means it's more fun, for everyone involved.
Absolutely. Again, Lindsay Vogel with the Young Professionals of Jamestown joining us here on Let's Talk About It. The YPGA March Meltdown Volleyball Tourney will be on March 7th and 8th. Lindsay, you did say the deadline to register here is March 2nd, right?
Yes. Yep.
And how much does it cost for a team and what are the teams comprised of?
Yeah, so it's $125 a team and they're all the different divisions we have. So on Saturday, the 7th, that's essentially co-ed day. We have co-ed fours, which are going to be your A teams. And then we have co-ed sixes, which will have B and hopefully a C level as long as we can get enough teams to participate. Like awesome. I said, the more teams, the more fun it is. And then Sunday is our men's and women's day. So we again have fours and then sixes as well for that. There's tons of great things that are, included with that $125. So we feel like you're really getting a good deal. Sure. And, a big part of the success of this tournament is the UJ women's volleyball team. They do basically all the setting up, Coach Hagerly does all the scheduling, and he has his players, like I said, setting up nets, and they do the reffing. And so they're really a huge part of why this tournament has been successful. And obviously we hope to continue it to be successful.
Sure.
You know, cause they obviously, if many of you paid attention, they had a excellent season, this last fall here. And so, yeah, this tournament is, it is actually a fundraiser for them. But they do a lot of work to, to make it a great, time and atmosphere. And obviously, a lot of his alumni come back and play. Yep. They didn't get the opportunity to play in Harold Newman Arena. And so for them, that's just an awesome thing too, that we have this great facility, for people to come and play.
Totally. Totally. And we thank them for that and for allowing their time and dedication to that. And it just goes to show then that this tournament, will have people who know what's going on. Cause me, I don't know the rules necessarily of volleyball. So me reffing a game would not be the best thing. So, but yeah, we thank the University of Jamestown coach Hagerly and the players for that. The volleyball tournament, March 7th and 8th, get registered before March 2nd. And teams from all over come to this. Like they don't have to be from Jamestown to do this, right?
Oh no. We usually have teams, from Bismarck, Fargo. Usually we have a team or two from Minot that comes down.
Awesome.
I know we have, players from Minnesota coming in. So yeah, they come from all over. So it's a great time to, showcase our community, our young professionals group, and of course the UJ women's volleyball team.
Sure.
And then one thing I will note too, this year to open up kind of the tournament as a big kickoff, the UJ men's volleyball team has a home game on Friday night, the 6th at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And so as part of playing in the tournament, you get in there for free, you and your family. Awesome. As well as it going to be our YPJ social night as well.
Yeah.
So YPJ members and their families will also get in free. We're going to have some awesome door prizes. So it's going to be a great kickoff to the tournament, you know, and just, and making it a great event is our goal this year.
That is awesome. So make it a full weekend, March 6th, 7th and 8th again with that kickoff on the 6th and then the tournament here on the 7th and 8th. March 2nd, the deadline. And Lindsay, where do they go to register or get more information? Do you have a website and phone number they can reach somebody at?
So they will actually just go to our Facebook page. Okay. That has the event on there as well as the link. If you need more information, you can, you know, direct message us through Facebook.
Right.
Or you can email ypjamestown@gmail.com. And yeah, shoot us an email with any questions that you have regarding registration. But otherwise, like I said, just go to our Facebook page. I believe it is also on the chamber page as well.
Right.
But Facebook is probably the easiest way to look up our YP Jamestown Facebook page. And then, like I said, find the event on there. And then the registration link is in there to register.
Perfect. So get registered. Don't wait. We can take on multiple teams. Again, volleyball tournament, March 7th and 8th. Lindsay, thank you so much for taking some time.
Thank you, Warren.